DW.
For 3 billion years, the natural balance between daylight and darkness has determined the rhythm of life on our planet. But thanks to rapid urbanisation, our nights are now getting brighter. Worldwide, light pollution is increasing by 2-3% every year. In Europe alone, around two-thirds of the population never experience true night, and up to half can no longer see our galaxy, the Milky Way. The main cause of light pollution is excessive artificial lighting, whether from streetlights, billboards, or illuminated buildings. The introduction of energy-efficient LED bulbs, which emit more blue light than conventional bulbs, has ironically made the problem even worse. Blue wavelengths have a significantly larger reach compared to warmer wavelengths, worsening sky glow and increasing glare. We already know light pollution has a negative impact on our own health, from disturbing our sleep patterns to inhibiting our body's vital overnight repair processes. But it also poses a serious threat to our planet's biodiversity. Artificial light significantly impacts the well-being of nocturnal animals. Bats, for example, often take up residence in the dark corners of churches. But with more churches now illuminated at all hours, bats are increasingly unable to tell the difference between day and night, leaving them vulnerable to predators and even starvation. The global decline of insects has also been linked to light pollution. Many insects are attracted to light sources such as street lamps, where they are either killed on contact or trapped and preyed upon. Artificial light also inhibits communication between insects, contributing to a shortened lifespan and even changes in their physiology. Migrating birds can also be disoriented by lights on tall structures like skyscrapers, leading to fatal collisions or death by exhaustion. So, what can be done about light pollution? Well, it seems like the easiest form of pollution to solve. After all we need to do is turn out the lights, right? Problem is, the demands of our modern world means we need to keep the lights on. But there are things we can do to minimise light pollution on an individual level. Make sure the lights in your house and garden only shine downwards, away from the sky or trees. Use bulbs which emit a yellow or warm white light. These colours don't scatter as much as blue light and are less attractive to insects. Install a blue light filter on your laptop or smartphone. And if you notice any unnecessary lighting in your area, speak up. Our ecosystems will thank you for it. DW.